Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome back to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7. 5 and 3, the voice of the free. If you want to comment or make or have any questions about the show, you can call in at 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. Let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. And here are our co-hosts, Melissa Lucas.
Good morning, everyone.
And Jim Chaney.
Oh, my. Good morning. And, boy, news flashes just right off the bat.
Right.
And our guest here.
Yes, Judy, welcome to the show, all the way from Florida.
Yes, thank you.
And we're sitting here getting a real quick lesson on how things look behind the scenes when news breaks right before you go on the air. We're writing notes on a paper and giving it to each other real quick. And no, not that side, not that side.
There's so much happening with the war in Iran. It is hard to keep track. That was one of the first things I asked this morning. Is the strait open today or is it not open? What's happening down there?
Well, one thing that's happening that Judy and I were sitting here going back and forth on, even as the news was playing here, this is breaking news, as the news was playing, this story was not, I didn't hear it in the news because I got a news flash on my phone, and J.D. Vance was going to Pakistan to talk about a ceasefire, ending the war, their radical leader comes up. He says, no, I am not going to talk. I will not be threatened. I will not negotiate under threats. Iran doesn't do that. Hit me some more. And so that's where they were headed. Vance was, I believe, he was in the air, I believe, headed to Pakistan. And that plane has turned around and he is headed back to the White House.
So this is breaking right now.
So no
news.
More talks.
Well,
not going to end well probably for Iran is what that signals to me.
Yeah. Well, who to talk to if the Ayatollah's been eliminated and the other one's in a coma? Like, who's running the show there right now?
Well, there's a lot of different folks. You have the general that's, you know, kind of in, I'm going to say, in conflict with its own government, right? So they're a little bit more of a hardliner as opposed to, it's not the Ayatollah's gay son, right? We know that because he's not communicating.
He's in a coma.
Yeah, he's laid up, right. But there's some other official that hasn't been formally identified.
A general.
Yep, that is doing the negotiating. And I don't know if they're not publicly disclosing who that is, kind of for a lot of different reasons, but that was my understanding.
Well, they tend to die these days.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Yeah. There's a lot of that going on down there.
Abruptly.
Yes. Abruptly.
At breakfast. Yes. They come together for breakfast and poof, it's over. There will be no dessert.
No. No.
Which is normal. You don't normally get dessert, I don't think, with, you know, breakfast. But, yeah. So the Ayatollah's son, who there's many accounts, he's gay, and he is severely hurt or in a coma.
Yeah, he's not the one giving any direction, is my understanding. It's somebody else in the government that's several layers down, because you're right, all the other people have been eliminated. But and that person is in conflict with their army general or the IRCG person that's, you know, giving orders. So one's a little bit more hardline, the other person's tends to agree more with let's negotiate and find a path to peace.
And right about now, with that plane turning around, it looks like, well, what is going to happen? Is he going to end up going with the bombing of the power plants, the bridges?
Aren't we on a brink of another deadline?
We are on the brink of another deadline, and I believe it was the Army general over there that's been more of the hardliner. One of the things that he said is that there's more cards to be played in the battlefield, or the battlefield can expand for Iran. And just this morning I was reading a little bit about that and watching that on the news as well. And what that meant or was implying, at least according to intelligence, was that Iran and its terror cell networks would be activating some of those cells across the globe and in the U.S. and all the people that were let in kind of through the open borders. So that's part of what's on the table for Iran. I don't know how much of that's true. And then obviously, you know, Trump's going to have his hardline response with some of the other stuff.
The communication level there, and there's kind of a tricky, for those of us that still do have a sense of humor, see, it's kind of funny to me that Iran is saying, we've got more cards, because Trump keeps saying, he uses these poker analogies, you haven't got any cards. You haven't got any cards. And then they're saying, we've got some cards. So now the cards they're exposing are terror cells, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to pretend that this is a new card that they pulled out of their sleeve when this is what Iran has been doing for 40 years.
That's exactly right.
So I don't know that that's going to get them all that far.
Well, the answer to my question on ChatGPT of whether or not the vessels were going through, because I'm concerned about the money end of it and the inflation.
Whose money?
Our money, global money. The
The
importance of the vessels going through and getting the energy to where it needs to be, the strait being open.
Where's it going?
Well, it says that only a trickle of vessels, reportedly as few as 3 to 7 ships in the last 24 hours, has successfully transitioned through the waterway. So only 3 to 7 ships in the last 24 hours. So I guess it's not closed, but it is very trickled, very throttled. And that changes daily.
Okay, we want it to go through so that we bring the global price for oil down.
Correct.
We've got all the oil we need
diesel.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. The ones that are concerned about it is China.
I know.
Well, Europe's concerned too, because they have about 7 weeks of jet fuel left. So they're concerned because a lot of that jet fuel, and I don't know exactly what the ratio was, but I think it was every third tanker coming through has jet fuel on it. You know, the Canadians are worried about that too. They've stopped some of their flights from Canada coming to the U.S. To conserve the jet fuel, or, you know, I'm like, why just the U.S.? Is that just another hidden message because they're not on board? But that's part of it, too.
And your point kind of proves where I'm coming from, where you're saying that it's China is the one that's affected by it. Well, then why are we involved in it? You know, that's the thing. I'm still on the
China.
He went on the thing of no new wars, and I really am.
This isn't a new war. This is not a new war. This war has been going on for 40 years. And to say that it's a new war is...
It sure feels like a new war to me.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but it's really naive.
You know, we're lobbing bombs at people, and people are dying.
That's what they've been doing to us for 40 years.
Yeah,
they've been doing this to us.
And they wiped out, like, 40,000 of their own people that were protesting. So you have to look at the situation, too. So right before the war started or the escalation started, right, there was hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets wanting freedom, right? So that has nothing to do with their uranium and being close to nuclear weapons. That's a separate issue. But the whole new war angle doesn't work in my mind, because if you knew somebody across the street from your house was building a bomb, would you do nothing because you said, hey, no new war?
And that's happened in Southern California.
Totally. So I'm like, you can't make that argument that it's a new war. I think, you know, Trump at his own risk, like him, love him, whatever your position is on the fence with Trump. One of the things that I think is really amazing about him is he really doesn't, you know, give a crap to say it bluntly. Right before the midterms, that somebody needed to have the balls to go in there and take care of business, right? Because how many presidents in those 47 years did nothing, right? So it had to be done. So I am super impressed. And I think he's actually going to probably go down as one of the greatest presidents in history because of this Iran thing.
And people are going to be upset about it.
Yep.
Because we won. And
the Democrats are cheering for Iran.
So what do you guys think? The listener, text us in at 928-727-5566 and let us know.
And if one of our listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard the distinction made that those tankers going through there, they're not bringing gas. They're not bringing gas. They're not bringing jet fuel. They're bringing oil to another country, and then they refine it on their own land, turn it into jet fuel, turn it into gasoline. So it's not...
Well, here's something interesting. So Europe actually outsourced all of its refining capabilities with all their woke policies. So that's why they're kind of in a little bit of a pickle, right? So they outsourced all of their refining capabilities. The U.S. smartly kept theirs, right? So we have the ability to do that. That's why it's not as detrimental to the U.S.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Right.
In the name of...
I don't know what the vessels were carrying that went through in the last 24 hours, but I would assume that that's what it is. I don't think it's saffron and... What was the other thing? Pistachios.
Saffron and pistachios.
I don't think those are their cards, cards that we...
They're going to start... It's like those... T-shirt guns at the ball game, they've got those for pistachios, and they're going to be shooting our car.
Instead of rice, they're going to start at weddings.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
well,
my.
Well, also, call us in at 928-854-5687, KNTR. I didn't do the call number, just the text number there. But we'd love to hear what your thoughts are, and do you guys feel that this is a new war like I do, or do you feel like it's a no-new?
You feel it's a new war?
I do feel like it's a new war. I feel like we were on a momentum that gas prices were coming down, food prices were coming down, that we were doing okay, and that we didn't need to be doing this, and we didn't need to be spending billions of dollars and all these lives lost. The girls' school.
Well, let me ask you a question. $180 billion was spent on the Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
So if you care about the money...
I do care about the money.
Have you talked about Ukraine? Right? So this is, Ukraine wasn't a threat to us, right? But here you have an evil empire who hates us. And they want to kill us. They want to kill everybody kind of from the West, right? And if you knew that was being built across the street from you, you would do nothing because the attitude is no new war. And you don't want to spend money on it. The price of eggs isn't going to matter.
You're dead.
Right. Well...
No, if you're dead, you don't care about the price of gas or eggs. Why would you? You're dead. And they want you dead.
Well, maybe
it's in their constitution, for crying out loud. It's in their constitution that, to paraphrase, if a country is not based on the rules of Allah, you are evil, and you are to be eliminated, and there should be one government on this entire planet, and it is the government of Allah. And Melissa, you are going to be wearing a burqa for the rest of your life. We're never going to see your hair. We're never going to see the tip of your nose or your mouth. We sure as heck don't want to see your ankles.
Did you see the Iranian lady that got arrested this weekend? And she's not wearing a burqa. She's living here in California. The Ayatollah's whatever's daughter
niece.
Living over here. Niece. Somebody living
niece
over here.
And
yeah. And no burqa. Why is it that they're over here kind of living high off the hog in America, enjoying American freedoms, you know, doing some kind of backhanded things, weapons dealing or drone, you know, supplying things over here, and yet all the women over there are repressed.
And you could
sexually assaulted, by the way, before they're put to death.
Ugh.
Now, I am I'm the one guy in the room here. I'm the one dude, and at the risk of being a pig, I'm going to say, when you look at the pictures that we're talking about of the great niece, when I looked at the pictures, though, she was posing like she was in Dire Straits' I Want My MTV video.
Yeah, yeah.
Stick it in the camera.
Well, and you know what's crazy is, have you seen any pictures of Iran 47 years ago before all this happened and what
yes,
their society looked like?
They were like a normal society. They didn't have all the burqas and all that
stuff. Yeah, totally. You couldn't tell whether it was the U.S., Europe, anywhere. Those people were all happy. And then they became oppressed. It was a thriving society. And then all the hate and evil came.
All right. Well, it sounds like we need to go to another break. Join us on Common Ground. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. We want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you. Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's a date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley, now with a massive paint center. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Martin Swanee, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at MartinSwanneeChryslerDodgeJeep.com off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool & Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu is where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive. And please be a part of the show. We want to hear from you. Call in at 928-854-5687, or you can text in at 928-727-5566.
All right, thanks, Marissa, and thank you to our sponsors. We really appreciate your support. Okay, so we were talking about the conflict in Iran. We also, one of the things that we wanted to touch on was a little follow-up from last week with Swalwell, because after we did the show, he dropped out.
He sure did.
And then a Republican, same thing, in Texas, for the same... Well, a similar. The Republican in Texas had an affair with a staffer, and then she committed suicide.
He had an affair with a staffer. She committed suicide.
Allegedly.
Do we know why? Now you're saying allegedly. Are you accusing him of
murder? No, not at all. I'm just saying that I don't,
She set herself on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. What?
Yeah,
I
she
didn't
did.
Know
she,
that.
Yeah,
I
she
didn't.
Went. Yeah, she set herself on fire. She went to the state house or wherever in Texas, wherever he was. But she set herself on fire. That's how she committed suicide. And
at the state house,
that is
wherever
horrific.
It was in a public place. But that's how she committed suicide. And you know, he listen. That's a terrible thing, right? Anybody
yes.
when it want suicide's horrible, right? Just in general, it's a bad thing. Somebody sets himself on fire, it's a worse thing. So she probably was more into the relationship than he was. But his thing, should he have stepped down for impropriety, right? I mean, a lot of people do that. That's different. The different outcome, sad outcome, right? Somebody commits. But Swalwell's thing is totally different, right?
Right.
So he was more than a cheater. He has, he's going to have criminal charges against him, right? So date raping, like Bill Cosby, right? That's kind of the same kind of thing that he's doing. So you can't compare the two.
Yeah, Swalwell.
Swalwell.
Yeah, you cannot compare from what you're
right.
saying here.
They're two
here,
different things.
He had an in-house affair.
At the same
affair.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's at the office. He has an affair.
He's a cheater.
He's a cheater.
Yep.
She's cheating with him.
Yep.
Was she married?
I don't know, but, you know, I look at Bill Clinton, right? Cheater. And at the highest level, he didn't leave office, right? He was a cheater, right? And it was consensual. And this Texas guy, right, that was consensual. It wasn't that he manipulated her or
he wasn't date-rape-drugging her.
It wasn't date-rape-drugging. Right. And that's kind of the little difference. And I'm not saying cheating's okay. I mean, cheating, right. Nobody's going to condone cheating. But, you know, I'm going to say a lot of people, sadly, are cheaters.
Right.
Right? And they're not going to step down from their jobs because they're cheaters.
Well, Clinton didn't.
Right. He didn't. Right? You know, so.
I don't think Trump's been the most faithful.
Well, we don't know that. Right?
You don't know that.
That one we actually don't know. I think, could he be a womanizer? Yeah, he could be a womanizer. Could he make comments about women's bodies? Yep, he could do that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But that's different than somebody doing, and
drugging
some of
them
that,
and raping.
Right. And some of Trump's stuff was also part of Lawfare. So we can't say all of that's totally true with Trump. But this guy, Swalwell, sleeps with Fang Fang, right? Mm. So bang bang with Fang Fang, which isn't good, right? Well,
apparently it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But nothing happens, and he's on the Intelligence Committee, right? Oh. Nothing happens to that guy. Confirmed.
Something did happen to that guy. The Democrats decided to run him for governor in the state of California.
There you go.
He's sleeping with a spy on the National Intelligence Committee, and it doesn't matter to the Democrats. They're going to have him run for governor right up until it looks like, you know what? He's dividing our crew in this jungle primary, and we're going to end up with two Republicans on the final ballot, and we cannot win, and we need to possibly sacrifice this guy.
So they turned on their own?
They are, oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're eating their own, and we've got some clips here, because it turns out our senator here in Arizona, best friends with Swalwell.
Weird.
Besties, but he had no idea.
Liar.
And then when this hit.
No idea?
Well, no idea.
Flirty. With your bestie?
And we've got some news clips.
Okay.
A little bit different
for
our show since we've been here. Let's go with one, shall we?
Lied to all of us. He lies to the most powerful people in this country. And they trusted him. They trusted him in some of the most sensitive spots in our government, whether it was on Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, impeaching Donald Trump. And that clouded my judgment. My friendship with him, our family's friendship together with him, clouded my judgment. And I was wrong. I deeply, deeply regret that. The women that came forward are courageous, and they still deserve justice.
Sounds like we have a caller, too.
Yes, we do. You are picked up. I just had to put you on hold. Hello, caller. Welcome to Common Ground.
Hey, not a problem. I just want to remind you that not only did our Arizona senator was besties with Swalwell, he left his pregnant wife for another woman in the middle of his campaign. Remember that?
One week before.
Remember,
she's going to give birth.
Remember that. Don't forget about that. I haven't heard that on any of the news. They kind of just dispel that. But yes, he left his pregnant wife in the middle of his campaign for another woman. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Have a nice day.
A
thank you for calling.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yikes. We talked a little bit before the show. Do they sign a code of ethics when they take office? Like, who's enforcing these rules? Who wrote the code of ethics? Who makes up the rules? When do we decide?
You put your hand on a Bible. And now there's some talk. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Bible. You simply swear, and you swear to uphold the Constitution. And somehow or another, I think you may have crossed a line when you're sleeping with a Chinese spy. And
yeah,
you're on the national.
Well, I don't know what they. They said that there wasn't a formal code of ethics, but they do have a code of conduct.
Well, okay, so again, cheaters are one thing, and the guy that just called in and said that about, you know, the guy, Gallegos is a dirtbag, right? I mean, but that doesn't preclude him from...
There's a difference between morals and ethics.
Right, there is, and so that's why I said some of those issues are separate. The Texas guy, a little bit separate, cheater, you're voting for somebody's credibility, reputation, whatever. If you want to vote for that, that's fine. This guy that left his wife here, your guys' senator.
Gallegos.
Gallegos. That's also kind of a different issue. it's not cool. Obviously, it's really bad kind of morality, you know, but I don't sit in a morality chair. But somebody sleeping, and I think with Swalwell, it's a pattern of behavior, right? So you're looking at a whole pattern, and he's on the intelligence committee. He shouldn't even have been, he should have been removed from that, right, just for that. But that is, you're right, who they promote for running for governor. And then you find out about all this date rape. Now, those are all totally illegal, right?
Yes.
That's the difference.
Right.
And Congress does have an ethics committee.
Yes.
They do have an ethics committee.
The committee's enforced.
And this interview that we have here, these portions that we have, is Gallego, and he is talking about how he got fooled by Swalwell, because he saw him, you know, our kids played Little League together. He was such a good family man, and, you know, they just lie all the time about politicians. And
they're not besties anymore?
Well, let's listen to a clip. And that, now you bring up a point. Are they besties? Because all of a sudden they are not besties.
Ooh.
As soon as I read about the San Francisco Chronicle article, like a minute afterwards, after I got off stage, I called him and said, it's time to drop out.
And what did he say?
Is this true? Is this not true?
I told him to drop out. He denied everything. I told him, you have to drop out.
And that's how good of friends they are.
Wow.
I read an article in the San Francisco Chronicle.
I was shocked.
Well, he endorsed him for president.
He was running his campaign.
Yeah, so he was doing that for him, too. And I think what was interesting is when I listened to that clip, he sounds nervous in my mind. He sounds very nervous. And he used the word that seemed, I'm going to say, almost harmless by saying somebody was flirty. If you're saying somebody's flirty, what does that mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, is that kind of your little safe word that you use to say admit to something without selling your friend down the river, right? It's a totally interesting choice of words.
It was flirty. An interesting choice of words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really downplayed it a lot, as much as possible.
And I think womanizer means different things to different people.
That's true. And ethics and morals are different for different people.
That's right.
So we're going to go take a break. You're listening
to
Common Ground on KNTR.
106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Common Ground on 106.7, 5, and 3, the Voice of the Free. We would like to thank the rest of our sponsors, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Buy, Sell, Trade, New Iron, Old Iron, Full Collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen, getting a fair deal in what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Stubby's Red Wagon Barbecue, where the barbecue is slow-smoked, award-winning big flavors, and Hank the Tank, the propane pig, raises questions no one wants answered. Ronnie, you have too much fun with these scripts. Best Barbecue in Havasu. Get your fix today behind the Cigar Bar, corner of Scott Drive and Main Street. Parker's Collision Center, locally world-famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker's Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center, 10479 Brockman Road, Mojave Valley. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard, North Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop, our newest sponsor. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley and north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 and Fort Mojave. And please be a part of the show. Call us in at 928-854-5687 or text in at 928-727-5566. Let's make this talk radio, not just listen radio. And back to you guys.
And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley Needles, and 106.7 live right here in Lake Havasu City. All right, so we were just talking about the besties and of Swalwell, and he literally throws him under the bus. Like, you could feel the wheels of the bus on his back.
The wheels on the bus are going round and round.
Right
and
over, right over
out.
Him.
They're peeling
right,
out.
Right
it's like
over
a monster
his back.
Truck.
So let's listen to this clip here.
Do you believe Eric Swalwell when he says these allegations are false?
Oh, I believe the women 100%, and they deserve justice.
100% believe
there's no doubt in my mind.
Over my bestie.
There's no doubt in my mind these women are telling the truth. This guy that's my best friend that I've been hanging out, our kids play Little League together, and I had trusted him. I was fooled by him, and now... You know what? I believe those women 100%.
Well, what's kind of funny about him saying that, do you guys remember hearing the testimony from Swalwell where he was talking about you have to always believe the women? Did you see those clips?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, is that hilarious? I'm like, okay, well, we're going to believe all those women, just like you told us to, and your friend is telling
and
us
he was.
What
doing
about the
question,
women in the Epstein files?
What about them?
Those are the women he was talking about,
is
right?
It? That you have to believe all the women? Is that what he was talking about?
Judy, he was...
He was talking
that what
about
he was referencing?
Epstein files.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now, here he is. Well, you know, you have to, a couple of months ago, you have to believe all the women. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. I was at the Little League game with my best friend, wasn't I?
I was at a beach or something.
No, we're not friends anymore because I read a story in the San Francisco Chronicle. And our relationship is over.
And I believe it 100%.
100%. And I think we've got one more clip, think, of these guys.
Explaining.
Buddies.
Well, this one's a little off the wall, but you wanted it. So let's listen.
How do you explain some of the photos, though, online? I know you addressed one, but there is another one that shows both of you without shirts. I mean, how do you address some of those compromising photos?
We were on a beach.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you were on in the desert and on some camels.
It was a beach and a camel, but it's a beach.
Seems legit.
Well, and I'm sorry, it does sound funny.
But
now, but it was a beach. Well,
we weren't doing anything wrong.
Where was the beach? Now, in full disclosure, I have ridden a camel in Fort Mojave.
Is there a beach in Fort Mojave?
Well, yeah, along the river. There's lots of beaches.
So there you go.
But
it's possible.
Were they in Africa? I think they were. Were they in Africa?
Well, they were in some other country, but I'm going to just say, was there somebody else on, you know what I mean?
On the camels?
Well, waiting for him to get off the camels, you know what I mean? So
who took
they're
the
out there running around.
Yeah, they probably could have been doing things together too. I mean, don't mean with each other, but I'm just saying, it's.
So then, is that guy going to go? His bestie? You think he's going to be the next one, or is he just going to
well,
slide?
Well, he dropped
past
out
all this?
Of the governor's race, and he's going to disappear for a while. But I think he's too cocky, and he'll be back. And there's this thing that has, like, Carville has always said, America's got a short memory, and it's got a short memory. And you just stop talking about it, and they'll forget it, and then you come back.
Except there's criminal charges, so it'll be a little harder to forget.
He could go to prison on this one, because what, and you want to say, Tony Gonzalez, okay, he had, and I think, Judy, you made an excellent distinction there. What he did was wrong.
Yep, he was a cheater.
He's a cheater. He's not supposed to be doing this in the office, and he holds the office.
Yep.
He's not supposed to be doing that, but I haven't heard that he was accused of raping her. And now we have multiple women accusing Swalwell of rape.
Bill Cosby went to prison for that. Why wouldn't he?
Well, the laws have also changed, and in, you know, California, they seem to let people go pretty quick, too. So I did hear he could have, like, 15 years. I don't know if that's kind of something that would happen if they were able to convict him of some of those things. So, you know, we'll see.
And do we know where these things happened? I don't know that they happened in California. They may not.
I think they did. I think some of them did happen in California, so.
He may be set up. It could have been multiple states, and then he's set to be in prison in California and elsewhere. Yeah, he's got some serious, serious problems.
If you guys have any questions or opinions, go ahead and call us in at 928-854-5687.
Which is also KNTR.
Is that what that spells?
It does.
Yeah, it does spell.
And KNTR is News Talk Radio, right?
Correct.
That's what it stands for.
The more you know.
Uh-huh. Yep, it is. It is the more you know.
Thank you for clarifying that, because that was actually a question I had. What is the NTR?
News Talk Radio. Yeah. Talk, meaning you guys need to call us in and so we can talk to you about this.
That
right?
was perfect.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Or text us in at 928-727-5566.
Yeah, Swalwell did. You know, he resigned.
Yes, but is the friend.
From Congress.
The one that's saying, oh, I had nothing, I had no idea.
No, he isn't, and he's trying to...
He's probably guilty of his
totally
own stuff.
He's totally distancing himself.
Well, he might have his own skeletons in his closet, and that's why he's so quick to say that. But again, flirty.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Now, there's another picture floating around, and I'm looking at the picture. Feel free to give us your opinion, 928-854-5687, or KNTR, for those of you who look at the letters on your phone. And there's a picture where Swalwell is kissing a woman laying on a bed. And there is another guy at her feet onlooking, and you see kind of the back of the head and the side of his head. And some people are thinking that is Gallego. Mm-hmm. Now,
ooh. Was the woman conscious?
But the ear, okay? I'm looking really careful at the picture. The ear, yeah, it looks like it could be or is Gallego, based on the fact also that they go around calling each other besties, best friends. But I noticed, in defense of Gallego, when he's in where this speech where he's trying to explain his way out of this, looking at his hair, some of us, we get to an age, we start growing gray on the sides of our head.
Mm-hmm.
And in the picture, and we're going to say that picture obviously taken before that interview, the guy in the picture has gray hair on the sides. And Gallego, while he's sitting here trying to explain his way out, he turns his head left and right. And maybe he's dyeing his hair, but there's no gray hair on the side of his head, and he absolutely denies that he is the guy that's in that picture. Now, that could raise a second question. If it's not his best friend, who is it? And how many...
Well, people know about this, right? I think a lot of people knew about this. I don't think it's like a revelation.
They just waited until he screwed up the...
I like your question, though. Was the girl conscious?
Was
in the picture?
Conscious in the photo? Because that makes a huge difference to me,
yeah.
Whether or not they're consenting.
It's a still frame picture.
Or of age
now,
to consent.
Some people tell me it's a video. I tried to find the video. I did not find the video. But it would appear she's kissing back.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Still not appropriate, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And here's the thing,
his wife.
And then it comes out that it is it's an open secret, it seems to have been. They're using that phrase. It was an open secret that he had this behavior. Well,
so he was always that way, or he didn't start to be compromised?
I think
he
was
always. Well, we're going to cut to a break. And
our final break over the hour. We will be right back on Common Ground.
We fought him hard, we fought him well, out on the plains, we gave him hell, but when it came...
Okay, welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3. Remember, you can call us in at 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text us in at 928-727-5566.
Well, all right. Thank you, Marissa. Well, Common Ground. Do we have any Common Ground here? Well, we all agree that Swalwell's dirtbag. Right.
That's true.
And
what makes it worse is that I believe in the beginning he started off as this young man, comes along as a extraordinarily clean cut, tightly laced young man individual who is so extraordinarily clean cut and such a goody two shoes in his appearance, and now obviously he is not.
Yeah. It's a hard fall for him.
Well, those are the ones you have to worry about sometimes, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I will say that, back to the Common Ground part about the war part, you changed my opinion on whether or not it was a new war today. To me, it feels like, felt like a very new war. But you definitely opened my eyes a bit on that, so thank you for that.
And if you weren't alive when it started, you wouldn't know.
True.
This started when I was in high school.
Right. I would have been too young to remember. I do remember... talking to my parents about later why they switched parties. I asked my mom, because my parents were Democrats, and then they switched to Republican. And I was maybe in junior high, and the school was asking us, are your parents Democrats or Republican? And so I had written Democrats.
The school was asking. Why was the school asking?
Because it's Oregon. I don't know. So I asked, I did it wrong, and my parents were like, what? We're not Democrats. We're Republicans. And I was like, well, weren't you before? Like, I thought I remembered you being Democrats. And she said, yes, they switched party lines because of Reagan, because they said Jimmy Carter wasn't doing anything and there were hostages in Iran. And Reagan went in and got them. And so that's why she switched to Republican. So that's what my parents told me. So that's like as far back as I remember as Iran being in the news and stuff.
There was a military operation that Carter did do. Sent helicopters out into the desert.
Failed.
And it failed. They crashed into each other on the landing. Mm-hmm. A military problem. We've been fortunate. We haven't had that happen. While they were rescuing these pilots that went down, they intentionally sacrificed those C-130s.
Yeah, and I know we're close on time, but I do want to say one comment, is I grew up in North Dakota and during the Cold War, and North Dakota would have been, if it was its own country, the third superpower in the world at the time. And with that, we always had drills about nuclear weapons where we had to hide and we had shelters.
Because of the dense
really?
Pack?
Yeah. And
school?
Yeah. And I used to, and we would have to watch videos about what happened when nuclear weapons went off. So when somebody tells you they have a nuclear weapon, you have to listen.
Yes. And dense pack, you're up there in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And who put it there? Carter.
Mm-hmm.
What was Carter? In the Navy, he was a nuke.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a simple, ignorant peanut farmer.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually on the higher end of the intelligence scale. And he knew why, and they put them all there to eliminate EMP, electromagnetic pulse, which could bring down the grid. And if they focused all their weapons, was the theory, up there in North Dakota, unfortunately for you, but fewer people, and then not focusing on L.A., New York, Chicago, New Orleans, and all the ports and stuff. And that was the defense thing. I think we've gone away from that, though.
Yeah, but the moral of the story is when somebody says they have something that you saw as a kid and what it can do to the world, you have to take that seriously. And that's why Trump having the courage to deal with that, I'm like, he's a hero.
Sometimes I take people on medical runs out of rehab, and I've had these guys tell me, every time I see Trump blowing up one of those boats, I'm so thankful, because I wish somebody would have been blowing up those boats, because I never would have had the opportunity to have fentanyl, and fentanyl is the devil.
It is the devil.
It is the devil.
Yeah.
And he wants to stop it. Bless him.
Yeah. We are fighting a spiritual war here, too. Good versus evil.
Judy, thank you. I thought you were a wonderful guest.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. All the way from Florida.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in.
Anything for some tacos.
Yeah.
Oh,
Taco Tuesday.
Well, we definitely have enough places to choose from out here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to Common Ground. We will be back next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Stay tuned for Speak Out. I'm not sure who the guest is, but we will see you next week.
All right.
Okay, let's do it.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.